We have very nice, easy sugyas today. Like really easy stuff. So the Gemara on Daf Kuv Beis Amud Beis tells us Amar Shmuel Hametzadid Es Ha'Even Chayef. Rashi explains Metzadid Es Ha'Even Moshiva Umetzadida Ad Shemis Yasheves BeKarkait Yisod HaBinyan Yafeh. So you lay it down, you lay the base stone down so it sits nicely in the karka. Umitoshu Metzadida, and because you're positioning it Mitzadid Miloshin Tzad, you're aligning it. Umechina tachteha, umoshiva ba'aretz, chayv, va'afil lo nasan latit. Even if you didn't put in cement, haya have a bone kolshu, it's called bone. Why? Because the yesh mekaimen came below tit. Some people will do this even without cement. They'll lay it like this without cement, and as a result, you're going to be chayv. This is called, now I want you to get the idea here. Rashi says this is called bone kolshu. Binyan kolshu. Because what have you done, sachakol? What have you done? You put one stone down. You know, one big stone, a foundational stone. You put it down, but some people will leave it just like that. Who's going to leave it like that? You might want to use it as a bench or something. So that already says Rashi, since some people will leave it like that, and that's going to be Rashi's definition of for bona kolshu, that even though you didn't build anything, but since some people will leave it just as such, that is going to be malaches bona. So Rashi makes clear that what malach are we talking about over here?
Bona.
You're talking about bona. The Gemara asks, Akasha, what? So you don't need to apply mortar, you don't need to apply cement. So you do need to apply tit. B'li tameik, says the Gemara, but if that's true, Ema Seifa, Rabbi Yosef, Rafila Hela, Viniach, Algabi, Dimos, Shalavanim, Chayev, and that's even without tit. If you go ahead and put the upper layer on the wall, you don't need tit. So what's going on over here? So do you, don't do you? So the Gemara says, Alatlasa Binyan Ahava. So there are three layers, three stages to Binyan. There is Tata Mitzia V'ila, Tata Boitz today, Ve'afara. So the bottom one needs tzidude. What does tzidude mean? Positioning, alignment, and afar. You'll pack it with afar. The middle one needs tit and ilah, and the top one bahanocha ba'alma. So according to Rashi, what's the malacha at play? Bone. And Tosis points out over here, hachi garcina metzadis ha'evin chayav v'lo garcina mishamak v'patish. And we're not gores. Chayev mishum machbe padish. Now the second Tosis says, "V'lo garcin and chayev mishum machbe padish." What do you know? What? There's someone out there had a girsa of machbe padish. Someone out there had a girsa, and Tosis says, "No, that's a wrong girsa." And says Tosis, "It, Mr. Hook, someone says that you have a girsa of." Makebe Padish. And Tosis argues that must be wrong. It can't be right. Why? Because Dibimaskona Mukila Betata. Because then the Gemara says Metzade, that's talking about the bottom layer. Deloshaya Shah Makabe Padish. You cannot have Makabe Padish on the bottom layer. The what is the bottom layer? Give me another word for bottom layer. Yeah, that's true. But another word for bottom layer, is it the second layer, the third layer, or the? It's the first layer. If it's the first layer, then it's by definition not makabe patish. How can you call it makabe patish? If it's the tata, it's the first. Oshayesh say makabe patish, but oh, and dakati koi babone. What's the topic of this parak? So the parak is going to leave bonus soon, but right now, what's the topic? It's bonus. So we're talking about bonus. How can you tell me, Makabe Padish? It doesn't make sense logically, and it doesn't make sense thematically. So if I were to classify Tosis, Tosis is learning like his Zaydi Rashi. Clear. Now, you look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel on the spot says, Amar Shmuel ha-metzadeh is ha-eben chai mishum Makabe Padish. Perish metzadeh miyashiv ha-eben ha-pakaka kedei livnos alev ha-sikna tlas ben-yana have tatots dudei ve-afora. So according to the Rabbi Chanana, we are talking about Makabe Padish. And therefore, Rabbi Chanana is going to have to answer up the obvious question Tosis asks. Tosis says, it can't be Makabe Padish. Why? Because first does not equal Makapadish. And Rabbeinu Chanan is going to have some kind of solution to that question. That's issue number one in the sugya. Issue number two in the sugya is the Rambam. And the Rambam is clearly, who's the Rambam learning like? If I'm putting him in a camp, is he in the Rashi Tosis camp? Or is he in the Rabbeinu Chanan camp? He's clearly in Rabbeinu Chanan camp. But the Rambam is very striking. Just again, when you look at, when you learn Rambams, I just want to sensitize you, not just to the words, but to the geography in the Rambam. Because the Rambam, what he does in this sugya, is he clearly bifurcates the sugya. And he discusses lower level in Perek Yud Halacha Yuches. Middle and upper level, he discusses in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis. He divides this structure into lower level, Halacha Yuches. Upper level, Halacha Yud Beis. Says the Rambam. Hametzadeh seven chayv shumayim makapadish. Hametzadeh es ha'evin. What's mitzvah seven mean? You place in position, aligning as ha'evin b'yisod ha'binyan, v'tikna b'yado, v'hoshiva b'makam ha'ro'ilo, and you rested it in its proper place, chayiv mishum makah b'patish. You chay because of makah patish. Who's he echoing? Rabbeinu Chanan. Back to Halacha Yud Beis. Habona kol shuchayiv. Masha pnei karka is chayiv. And then he says, Echad nosin es ha'evin, ve echad nosan es ha'tit, ha'nos es ha'tit chayiv. Uva benit bach ha'elyon, afilu he'el es ha'evin, v'nich ha'gabei tit, chayiv. Sh'ei manich malav tit acher. So the Rambam says, when it comes to upper level, mid level and upper level, mitzia and ilah, that he puts on halacha yud beis. And it's really striking. The Rambam seems to say clearly, 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 bottom level, makah b'patish. Mid and upper level is meleches, bone. So what's pshat in the Rambam? Rach. And the other issue is the Ramak. Who is the Ramak? Rav Moshe HaKohen, cited in the Kesef Mishnah, who makes a diuk in the Rambam. And he says it seems like the Rambam omitted an important piece of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that in that bottom level, what do? With the stone? You put it down and you pack it in. You pack it with dirt, with stones, you pack it in so it's nice and secure. The Gemara used the word afara. Rashi emphasizes that, and all the other Yisham do as well. Rashi says, Tata, Yesod achoma takash malshivim evan avonim ala aretz below tit, but bitzidude va'ofra kol atzmo, you need the offer. And the offer is critical to that process. The Rambam makes offer, and the Ramak says, the Kesmish says, v'tema, heyach hiniach humilafarez. How could the Rambam forget about explaining that to us? I'm adding that important point. Now, Rabose, should we just like assume the Rambam has that point? Meaning the Ramak says, Hametzadeh se'evin, v'hu shiyosin, svivo se'at, throws the offer. K'moshim first, b'gemara. So should we just assume that the Rambam figures he learned the Gemara, so obviously there's offer there. It's obvious. So he doesn't. It's so obvious, so you don't have to mention. Is that how we work over here? No. Why? Why not? Because the Rambam is precise. And the Rambam himself tells us in his Adama, did he assume you were learning the Gemaras and then reading the Rambams? That you're going to go ahead and export Gemara into the Rambam? The Rambam assumed you're going to read his Sefer as a standalone Sefer. And therefore, if he didn't write that you have to pack it with Afar, he doesn't believe you have to pack it with Afar. The Gemara says. True. Who doesn't say? The Rambam didn't say. So what, Rabosai, is the pshat? In the Rambam, Rabbeinu Chanan, we have two core issues. Issue number one is, how can first be makah b'patish? Issue number two is, what happened to packing the offer? And Rabos, I think the answer is simple. Simple ABCs, any young, competent Shana'al guy should be able to resolve the issues. It's simple, simple. This is like Lumdus 101, like easiest sugya of the year. Mr. Silver.
coffee and fast.
Why are you making that face to me?
Because
you look like you're in pain.
I am.
Why the consternation?
Because the Yerikat says, it's when you take it and then put it back in place.
You and Noah Kimmel, my dear friend Noah Kimmel, I feel like I'm flanked by. What has Hoshiva been?
Return it to its place.
You think it means return it?
You
rest it. You let it. You sit it in its place. Milashon Yeshiva. Yeah. Hametzadeh esa evan biyasod habinyan v'tikna biyado. You're metaking the stone. You make the stone. You're metaking the stone, and you Hoshiva. You rest it. You lay it. B'makom haroylo. Not you return it, but you lay it in its proper place. What do you think you do? You have a big building and you're stooping it in underneath? I don't think that's what's happening. Voshiva b'makom haroylo. You're putting it where? In its proper place. So I'm supposed to say, what is the pshat in the Rambam? Simple. What's the answer to Tosis Kasha? Go ahead, Vin. What's the answer? You do. It's so simple. Just think. Yeah.
Not the first step in a binyan. It's the last step in building a foundation.
That's correct. In other words, what the Rambam is saying is there are stages in the binyan process, and there's a formal and stage to binyan, which is separate and distinct from the remainder, which is called foundation. And the completion of the foundation is in itself a significant stage. Significance in and of its own right. And as a result, that's called Makai Padish. Makai Padish of what?
Foundation.
Of the foundation. And therefore your chayv. Tosis couldn't tolerate that. Tosis says Makai Padish means end of, meaning the end of where now it's usable. Is this usable as a binyan at the end of foundation? Certainly not. Tosa says that can't be makabadish. That's shy to makabadish. You have to have the completion of the product. Says the Rambam, no, there are significant stages in product development, and when you have foundation, that is a significant stage in product development. Down. That's clearly the pshat. There's no doubt about it. Stop. Issue number two. What's with the packing of the earth? Why does the Rambam omit packing of the earth? Yeah!
Packing of the dirt is not necessary for the finishing of the foundation. It's necessary for the starting of the next step of building.
He argues with Rashi and how long the structure needs to last. Was only needs to last for Shabbos. So
why is it important that the earth be packed? Why is it important that the earth be packed?
So that you connect it to the ground. Which would qualify it as bone air.
Bone air requires packed earth. Because bone air requires chibur between karka and structure. What normally creates chibur? Teat. But if you're talking about the foundation, the chibur can be created via the karka itself. When you pack the karka around the brick, that is creating chibur. What malacha requires that level of chibur? Malacha's bone. Makom patish needs foundation. Who says foundation has to be mechubal lekarka? It has to be foundation. Once you talk about bone, it requires chibur. That's why the Rambam makes what? Offer. Masha ain't came. The other Rishonim, of course, they require offer. And therefore, I think that is your pshat in the Rambam. Now, we could quibble, and I'm just going to throw this out there. Perhaps. I don't know if what I'm saying is correct. The Rambam makes a clear demarcation. Row level one is Makabe Patish. Anything above that is meleches bone. By the way, you'll ask me, third level, is there a chibur?
Yeah.
No,
it's
not.
It's actually one below it.
What?
Yeah,
it's attached one below. It doesn't need tiran on top of it. Good. Okay. That's fine. Now, we could quibble. I don't know if I'm saying is right or not, but I'm going to put it out there. Maybe Rabbeinu Chanan is a third shita. And as according to the Rambam, level one is Makapadish. Level two and three is Bona. According to Rashi and the Bali Atosis, all the levels are what? Are Bona. What is Rabbeinu Chanan? I'll say maybe. I don't think there's enough evidence to prove this, but I'll throw it out there. Is that maybe level one, level two, level three are all Maka Bepatish. And you ask me, Ving, how do you learn the Gemara? Because he held there all Maka Bepatish. How do you get to all Maka Bepatish? The answer is because each and every level is a significant stage in the Binyan process. Level one, and it's defined by a different pa'ula. Level one is foundation. Foundation that doesn't need tit. Level two needs the tit because that's it's that middle level and that's a significant stage. Level three, you just lay the bricks on top. So perhaps, again, this I don't have any formal evidence, but if you want to create a third shita, that Rabbeinu Chanan might be saying it's Maka Bepatish all the way, because each and every stage, just like according to the Rambam, you understand, foundation is a stage, so maybe also mid-level is a separate distinct stage, and that requires its own and has its own Maka Bepatish. That is the end of a easy little baby sugya aleph. Questions?
Yeah.
I see there are no questions. This is so simple.
A comment,
Mr. Alter. Don't get me upset, though. Really don't, because if you're gonna quibble, this is correct.
I'm not gonna pick apart your quibble.
Go ahead.
If you go by that, wouldn't you say like every building is never bone, it's always not the
rock? I'd say every foundation. Go by what? The Rabbeinu Chanan?
Yeah, every building would be the next layer.
I would say like this again. What the Gemara is saying again? This is three tiered building. So those three tiers, which are defined by specific pa'ulos at each three tiers, maybe that's significant. If you're talking about a building that from the second story till the 99th story is exactly the same, just another, maybe not. You know, maybe it's the top is different, the middle is different, however you define middle, and the foundation is different. You know, that's what we're suggesting perhaps in the Rabbeinu Chanan. Irving, what?
Two things. One,
don't get me upset.
How did you say the foundation is my first
positive? I did.
Huh? If the first level is Maka Bepatish, because right, the foundation is significant, the third level, which is finishing this building, which you're saying, how is that not Maka Bepatish? Also.
That's a fair question, Irving. A fair question. Can you just hold on to it and maybe bring it back in about 13 minutes?
Sure. That's one more question. Crazy. If you make a building, right, and you have this whole construction plan, you put down the foundation, and the funding gets cut, and you stop building your building. That foundation is nothing.
It's not nothing.
How?
It's a foundation.
For what?
It's a foundation.
For what?
What?
For what?
For the building.
That doesn't exist.
Yet.
But if that foundation sits there forever?
It's a complete foundation.
Of nothing.
Right.
You could always,
someone can come along and build a building on it. Let's say Irving. Let's say you have a gevalda found Shana Aleph, and you do nothing for the next 20 years of your life. Chas v'shalom. Okay? And then when you're 40 years old and you realize you have your midlife crisis, you know what? I got to get back to Steig.
Yeah.
So you'll still have your foundation.
Is that what Tosfos and Rambam are arguing about?
Yes!
So Ving was Tosfos?
Ving is saying a foundation alone cannot be Maka Bepatish. Correct. Correct. Yes. What?
It does not answer Tosfos's other point. How does it fit in? He says it doesn't fit
okay,
in.
Okay, that, but, okay. Mayor Eisner. Matt Meisner. Okay, I'm just going to. Don't look so smug. Eisner is asking a let me ask you a question. Tosis has two comments, right? Comment number one is, how is it possible that level one is Makom Patish? That's Akasha. That's Akasha. Akasha that needs a teretz. What's the second Kasha? The Gemara's talking about Bona. How can you say Makom Patish? Is that a Kasha that needs a teretz? It's a throw-in Kasha. It's a question. But it's not the Rambam's not gonna be bothered by that. The Rambam is a standalone sefer. He's got to make sense internally. The fact that Gemara here is talking about so the Rambam, you know what? In about 10 lines from now, the Gemara is going to go to Makom Patish. So according to the Rambam, this sugi is such a perfect and beautiful bridge because it is melding, it is transitioning from Bona to Makom Patish in a perfect flow.
And what about the
Rebbe? What about? Again, the Va'ol Kasha is not a Kasha we're losing sleep over. Mr. Whoa. Silver.
Is Rami saying that you're chayv either Makavadish or Bona, or you're chayv both?
No. He's saying for the first level, Makavadish. For the other levels, Bona.
If you do it with Afar, you would still say that you're chayv?
I think if it's with Afar, then maybe you're also in the world of Malachas Bona,
so
perhaps. Because he doesn't have to.
You said it's standalone.
I understand, but he doesn't have to mention that. He doesn't have to mention that. Because if he said it, maybe that would be true, but he's not making a different point. He's trying to tell you that level one is Makom Patish, because foundation is the Gemara. There's a Gemara called foundation. That's a significant stage in and of itself. I got to go weiter. Yes?
So I get it's Makom Patish for the first foundation, but is it only Chai once it's done? Or
is no!
It's for everyone, correct? For everyone, every brick that you're
not for every brick. When you finish the foundation, you're chayev Makom Patish for finishing the foundation.
Only when you finish it.
Yes.
But according to first the Meiri and.
Okay, I'm going Viter.
It's when you fix each brick. It's when you chayev. It's not like.
Viter and Shas. No. You lose. No. We're done. Base. Moving on. Warren, you're being entertained over here?
Oh,
that's
not neutral.
That's true.
Even there is a possibility.
Okay. Very good. Let's go weiter. Okay, Rabosai, I want to move on. We're going to start exploring Makom Patish. Okay? Rabosai, take a look at Rashi, Dibur HaMaskil, Makom Patish in the Mishnah. So Rashi writes, what is Makom Patish? It's one of the Lametes Malachos. Gam hu be'avos ha-malachos. Belaz pick. A pick. Like a pick. Yeah, exactly. Shemefotzeitz. Now what is the Av Malach? He's describing the Av Malach. Shemefotzeitz bo es ha-even min ha-sela. La'acha shekotzav es ha-even. Saviv, umavdil min ahar, ksas, humaka bepatish maka gedola, vihi misparekas benofelis. So what are you talking about over here? What is maka bepatish? It's literally, the word means the final blow of the hammer. What's it referring to? Explains Rashi. When you are a rock quarrier, so you chisel out, you work, you chisel the rock, until now you have this rock that is more or less separate and distinct from the mountain, but it's still attached. So what do you have over here? You have the rock still attached, and now you take your pick and you give it a bang, and what happens is it breaks off. It breaks off. And that is called Would you like a bed? And that is called Makom Patish. That's the Makom Patish. When you're Madu Menach Haksas, Makom Patish, Makom Gdola, V'misparekes, V'nofeles. V'zeu Gmar Malacha, Shechotz Ve'Even. This is the completion of the process of the quarriers. And then he says, Kol HaGomer B'Shabbos Malacha told us Makab Badashi. That's the Av. And by the way, Tosfos is going to jump all over this Av, according to Rashi, because what's the obvious problem with Rashi's Shita? Where did they have stonework in the Mishkan? Was there stonework in the Mishkan? There was woodwork. Not so familiar with stonework. So Rashi, Tosfos is going to have a problem with this Rashi, but leave that aside for now. So this is how Rashi understands Makab Patish in the Mishkan. Now, I want to take a look at a Me'iri together. Amazing, amazing Me'iri. And then hopefully we'll have time for an amazing Mordechai as well. So the Me'iri is bothered by a sugya later on and introduces us to a very, very fundamentally Yisod Makab Patish. Rabbo said there's a Gemara later on in the Perek. We'll learn it in a couple of weeks. That says, Kosav Os Achas V'hishlima Es HaSefer Chayv. You write one letter. That is the end of the Sefer. That completes the book. You're Chayv. Does the Gemara say what Malachi you're Chayv for? No. But once again, in the context of the sugyas, the Gemara seems to indicate you're Chayv Mishum Kosev. Says the Me'iri, why are you Chayv Mishum Kosev? Normally Kosev requires how many letters? Two letters. So why are you only Chayv if you wrote one letter? What's the answer? Because two letters represents what? Significance, chashivus. Since this is Kosovo's Achas Vishlimas HaSefer, it's the final letter of the book, so that's called significant, and therefore it is as if you accomplished the shiur. Ooh. We did. Very good. Very good. Rashi makes that point. We explained back in the day that why one of the books of Tanakh, because what makes a book complete? So the answer is, there's only 24 books that are objective in the entire world. You know, J.K., whatever her name is, she could always have added another sentence, subtract another sentence. That was her discretion. When is something called objectively complete? Says Rashi, only Chav Dalid Sifrei Tanakh. Okay, but that's a side point. Okay, now the Me'iri asked the Kasha. Why is the Gemara saying it's also because of what? Because of Kosev. What about Makabeh? What about Makabeh Patish? That's the Kasha of Me'iri. Let's take a look at that inside. So the Me'iri writes over here, V'chach me'adoros, third line, end of the third line. V'chach me'adoros sholim ba'kahogen. V'yishchai ba'mishu Makabeh Patish, k'mo sholim perakak l'agodla. Hai man, dishokal. If you take threads off a garment, chayv mishum makab patish, v'tirtzu. So the Chachmei Hadoros answer, watch this. Shelo ne'mar makab patish, ela b'melacha shenishmala kula. Kigon shechotzav even bahar, v'nisparka kula. Misvivo seha, v'nimsa shenishlama meleches ha'evin. Ella, shlo nafla, v'ze makab patish umapila, shenimsa ha'melacha beguf oso davar kvar nishlama. What's he saying? What's he saying so far? When does makab patish begin? When everything is finished already. When we spoke about that rock warrior, what are we really talking about? You have your mountain, you're chiseling away at the mountain, and now you have like some kind of rock just sticking out, and all it needs is a bang and this thing falls. But the rock is already formed. It's already formed, it just needs a bang, and then it falls. That is what's going on over here. So therefore, says the Chachmei Hadoros in the Me'iri, when does Makab Patish begin? When it's done. So can you be chayav for Makab Patish when you're Kosav Os Achas V'Hishlimu Es HaSefer?
Nothing.
The answer is no. Why? Because as long as you're involved in what? In kosev. If the malacha, if the book is not yet finished, it's not makor patish. If you're writing still even one letter, it's not called makor patish. For example, he says, v'chein hasham b'shokel akupe b'glima. You buy a sweater, a wool sweater. And then what do you, what's often happens, what often exists on the wool sweater? You have little excess threads, little pieces of wool. You remove those pieces of wool, says the Gemara, that's makor patish. What's the idea? The sweater is finished. It's finished. What does a sweater still need? Give me the English word. Finishing touches. Makor patish means it's finished and just needs finishing touches. When you have one letter missing in the book, is the book finished? No. And therefore, that's not makor patish. That is the yesod of the Meiri. So he says, "Avo be'elu lo nishlam ha'sefer v'abeg v'adan kosher olz l'tzorach hashlama ein makor patish." Because after all, if this were not true, he makes a very fascinating comment. If this was not true, then maybe every single time you do every single malacha, you should always be chayiv also for makor patish. Whenever you finish cooking, you should be chayiv for bishul and makor patish. You finish writing, makor patish. You finish building, makor patish. You finish grinding, that's the completion of the flour, makor patish. He says that can't be. If that was not the case, av hamalach shetchilas lesovim bokeecha gong ksira, etc., royal is chai ba meshum makor patish, and that cannot be. That's not correct.
Yeah. So with back to what we were discussing an hour with placing a stone on the foundation, is when you're placing a stone, doesn't that imply that it's not yet finished?
Yes.
Yes.
So either one of two possibilities. One is the Ram doesn't agree with this Meiri. Meaning this Meiri, who says, no, this is a sheet in the Meiri. That's one possibility. Is there another possibility? Yeah. I'm not sure this is right, what I'm about to tell you. But as long as you're not in the orbit of another malacha, even though this is, you wouldn't call this finishing touches, you're doing something, but it's not in the orbit of another malacha, then makor patish, if it is a completion in and of itself, according to this idea, perhaps will also be like the catch-all, like what you asked me yesterday. It's not a catch-all, an absolute catch-all. But if it's not, if it's a completion of an act, a completion of a stage, and it's not within another malacha, then makor patish becomes the yisr.
What does it mean it's not in the orbit?
What I mean is, if it's not, if this is bone, it cannot be makor patish. Bone cannot be makor patish. But once we're saying it's not bone, because there's no chibur, so then, and it's a significant stage, final stage, then it itself can stand as a makor patish act.
So wait, but also then, well, I was asking yesterday about the blowing the glass.
Blowing the glass.
For instance, how, that's not done.
Okay, so Binyamin Zinkin wants to know, just hearkening back a little to yesterday, why is blowing glass makor patish? According to this Chachmei Hadoros, why is blowing glass called makor patish? So, according to what I'm saying now, which I'm not saying is correct, and it needs some thought, is, well, let's ask the following question. Is it any other malach? Is it bona?
No.
Can't be bona. Why not? Because there's no chelek al gabe chelek, and it's not a structure. It's not bona. So it's no other malach. If it's no other malacha, and it is a completion, and asiyas hakli, then perhaps it's called makabe padish. Now, I'll tell you that I'm not sure this is correct, what I'm saying. It might very much be incorrect, and I do remember that there's an Avnei Nezer who wants to know, according to the Chachmei Hadoris, how do you understand that Gemara of Kli Zechuchis? I don't remember the answer. I will remember it for tomorrow. So we'll get to it. Yes. Ving.
Last thing, also similar to what Yann was saying, based on this opinion of the Chachmei Hadoris, wouldn't it even more so make sense to say that the third level would be Makabe Padish? Because you have your foundation on the second level. Specifically,
according to Chachmei Hadoris, for sure not.
Yes, because the way the Gemara presents it is that you don't need to put the stones in like specific order. You don't need to like use cement. Meaning, if they move around a little bit, it's fine. It's basically finished.
But it's not basically finished. No, it's let's say the wall goes up to your belly button.
Okay.
Are you? It's not finished.
Right.
Now you're building the wall the rest of the way.
Right.
Without cement, because it doesn't need cement, doesn't go on top.
Right.
Now it's finished. Are you osik in binyan or are you osik? Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe by Kli Zechuchis, because when you blow glass, you are in addition making finishing touches. Because glass is something which you can't really go back to and add finishing touches afterwards. So once you, because there's no other malacha there.
But it's not finishing touches. It's you're making the kli.
Well,
I wouldn't call that making the kli finishing touches.
No.
That's not what you're chayav for. You're chayav for hamina peyach the kli zechuchis. You're not chayav for the finishing touch. You're chayav for the asiyas hakli. Yeah.
I don't know what finishing touches is, because the rock in the mountain, the rock exists, and then we're just making it usable for us.
Right. In other words, it's a complete brick. The brick is done, and now you just need to sever it from the mountain. That's not called, it's already a brick. If I asked you, is this a brick? Yes. Because the only problem is attached to the mountain. So the Makabe Padish disattaches it from the mountain.
So it just makes the thing that's not usable to us usable for us. It doesn't change the thing, though.
Correct, exactly. The thing is done. The thing is done.
We don't get the glass thing, but.
Right, we don't get the glass thing. Good question. That's it tomorrow. Yes?
According to your second reason, isn't the building of Makabe Padish by the stone being from the morning? But the only way is to get the water?
What?
Isn't the point of Makabe Padish by to build that foundation?
Yeah. It's to lead to bona. But is it bona? Right. Okay, Rabosai, there is an incredible Mordechai. So incredible. We'll pick that up tomorrow.
We have time though.